Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Chum Chat. It's been a long time, but we're back and we're happy and we're ready to get it going again. A lot of things have happened since we last got on. Chum Chat alumni moving. I'm at a new club. Tanner's at a new club. You know, the world is just changing around us. So we have a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on. Before we get into it, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. I know you guys missed us. And I think we're going to have a lot of high-quality videos. Maybe not as much consistency promise as before, but I think we definitely are going to, you know, start to ramp it up a little by little again, and hopefully get some consistency back under us. But today we're just going to talk about my boy, Tan, and his new club, Venecia, and how he's liking it. We haven't even really got to catch up about it or talk about it, so we're going to talk about it here on air for y'all. So how's it been, Mr. Italian? How's it been?
Bro, it's been really good so far. Yeah, we haven't even talked about my or your move because I was going to message you about it, but I was like, no, we got to save it for the podcast. So no, but it's been really good so far. Been training for like 4 weeks now, 3 weeks now. We have our first game this Sunday for Coppa Italia. And then we play Napoli next weekend. So the next weekend. But yeah, bro, it's crazy moving here. Family got to come to the signing and then the city's crazy, bro. Venice, bro. It's crazy, bro. If you get a few days off, you got to come, bro. It's crazy.
Bro, I definitely would. So there's a movie that I really like. It's called The Italian Job, and it's based in Venice. And it's just all like rivers, right? River, or I don't know if that's the canals. Word. But canals. Yeah, canals. Yeah. And bro, it just looks crazy. Like, you don't need a car there, right? Does anyone have a car there?
Nah, so it's like all the players live on the mainland. So there's like from where I live, it's like 6 minutes to Venice. But people that live in Venice, like, they might have a car, but you can't drive any cars in Venice. Like, there's only boats and boat taxis or, like, whatever. But, yeah, a lot of people have cars, but they have, like, you have to, like, get a parking spot. Like, if you can't get a parking spot, then you probably don't have a car. And then, yeah, bro, it's crazy. Like, just everywhere you go in Venice, you get on a boat, and then you go to wherever you want to go. There's tons of restaurants. It's very touristy, so there's, like, a lot of shops and stuff that are like whatever, but the shopping there is nice too. They have all this, I mean, Louis, Gucci, everything you could think of, you know, they have everything. But it's nice, bro. It's really nice. The food's amazing here in Italy, but yeah, most of the players live on the mainland, and then, training facilities on the mainland, in a city called Mestre, like just right off of Venice. So yeah, but it's been really nice so far, bro. It's crazy,
bro. I was gonna ask you about the food. Is there like a main difference you notice about like Italian food and like Italian food that we eat here? Like, is there like some difference?
Well, like here, like, so in the US, like if you order like whatever, you order pasta, whatever, it comes with meat. Like if you get like, you know, spaghetti and meatballs, they don't have meatballs here, you know, but everything you have, like chicken parmesan or like whatever, is like, it always comes with meat with your pasta, right? Here, it's like, if you get meat with your pasta, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, why do you have meat with your pasta? Like, they just have like just a bowl of pasta with sauce.
Just and that's the pasta.
Yeah, just pasta. And then they'll have like their appetizers, and then they'll have your pasta, and then you have meat after, like your, like whatever meat you want. Like they do like a bunch of just like ham or like, I don't even know what you would call it, but it's called like prosciutto here. And then you have like, or you have like chicken or fish or whatever, you know? But yeah, it's like pasta is like just pasta. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. We're doing like pasta with some meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, well, like, I mean, they so, have so it. You can
still
get it, but.
Okay. I was going to ask, like, do you have to make a special request or it's still on the menu?
Yeah, they have it on the menu for like some meats, but it's not like, a lot of it's just like pasta. And it's like, but they definitely have it at a lot of places. Cause like in Venice, it's very like Americanized, I would say, because like it's a lot of tourists. So you have to like please everyone, you know? But yeah. If you go like into a small Italian restaurant that's like only Italian, it's like, yeah, you can't be there's not a lot of, you know, meat with pasta. But
well, so I was gonna ask you, I don't know if you know much about like, if you noticed the prices and stuff, but how's the pricing? Like, is it more expensive than like Dallas, would you say?
No, not really, honestly. Like living is not that bad at all. It's probably really similar to Dallas, which Dallas isn't that bad if you look at like other cities in the US.
Yeah.
And then like food and restaurants, it all depends where you go. But I mean, in terms of like everything else, it's like gas isn't that bad. I mean, the US is really, really high right now. It's gone up like a lot. Yeah, I mean, it's not that bad, honestly, for real. But I mean, the only thing that's like really expensive is the boat taxis. So like one boat taxi. So when you get to Venice, you like get in, you can walk wherever you want because you can walk anywhere in Venice. But if you want to go to like the main square, it's called St. Mark's Plaza. And it's like kind of in the back. And if you walk, it's at least 30 minutes, like at least. And it's like, you have to find your way to, you have to know which bridges to cross. Like you have to know where to go. And the Google Maps doesn't work as well in Venice because it's like, there's so many streets and stuff, you get turned around. So, but if you just get on a boat taxi at the front to go to St. Mark's, it's like maybe a 3-5 minute boat ride there. And it's like 60 euros, like for 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
Really?
And
then
that's like for 2-3 people is 60 euros. And then like the more people you have or like the farther you're going or whatever, it's like, it only goes up. So boat taxis are a little high, but I think I have a plan to cut down on the boat taxis, but yeah.
What's the plan, bro?
Well, I heard there's like this, you know, like in Dallas, you have like the toll tag and it like reduces the price of it. Like you still pay, but it's like lower. So I think there's like a boat taxi like card you can get for like a year and it like lowers all the prices. So I'm going to investigation on that. I'm not 100% sure yet. So we'll see, but we'll see.
Hey, I like what we got going on here. I'm going to clickbait this, how to make it pro in Italy and how to be a tourist in Italy, because you're giving all the tips right now. How to be a tourist. But bro, I was going to ask, like, obviously, you know, you speak English, they speak Italian there. I don't know if there's not that much correlation between the two, but at the same time, you have Gianluca there, shout out another Chum Chat Alan. We'll talk about that a little bit. But, and they have some, I saw they have some foreigners, so it shouldn't be that hard. But like, does the coach speak English? How is that?
Yeah, so pretty much everybody on the team speaks good English. Like there's maybe like 2 or 3 that don't speak like good English, but everybody speaks like pretty much fluent English. Like it's a little broken, but it's good. And then like, so the same with the staff, like all the staff pretty much speaks good English, and the coach, he's like been learning English and he's been trying to do all the meetings and stuff in English. So it's been really good. In terms of like people in Italy, like restaurants and stuff, like so far everywhere I go, every single person has spoken English. Like it's easy to communicate. And then like what they say in Italian, I can kind of pick up because it's actually really similar to Spanish.
Yeah.
It's just like different letters are switched out. So like, it's pretty, like when they say a sentence slower, I can kind of understand the gist of it a little bit. Like I've been improving. I've been trying to learn Italian every day, but yeah, it's honestly a lot easier than I thought. And then if you're in Venice, everyone speaks English. Cause I mean, they have so many tourists come that they have to speak. Like if somebody from Holland comes and they talk to an Italian, they're going to speak English. Cause that's just like the easiest language to translate. So, it's not that bad, honestly. It's been really good so far.
Yeah, that's what now that I think about it, it makes sense because like a touristic city, so everyone, it would just be easy if everyone speaks English. But
yeah,
moving on to Gianluca, is Gianluca there now?
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
Is he, he, so is he settled in? You're settled in, right? Like, do you have your apartment now and stuff like that, or not yet?
I'm getting settled in because it's like, it's complicated in Italy. It's like, I got my apartment and I had to get my apartment to be able to get my visa, my work visa. And then I have my work visa, but I had to get a phone number to get a bank account. And I haven't got the bank account yet, but I got the phone number. And then after you get a bank account, then you can get a car. And it's just, so it's like steps to get everything. So I'm working up the steps
right now. Yeah,
I'm working up the steps, but yeah, Gianluca just got here like 4 or 5 days ago, and he's still in a hotel looking for a place. He just started training yesterday or 2 days ago. So, but no, it's been good. You know, he's fitting in well. I mean, the team, all the guys are really nice. Everybody's really welcoming because we have, you know, 7, 8 new guys this year. So everybody that's new is like obviously going to welcome other guys that are new because we're in the same situation. And then all the Italians are really nice. They're really good guys. They're a really fun time, honestly, so far. So, yeah, it's been really good. It's been really good.
And like, obviously me and you would talk about personal expectations, stuff like that. But what do you think you're kind of mixing your personal expectations with the team expectations for this year? What do you think? What are you guys looking for? What are you looking for personally?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal really is to finish, you know, try to finish middle of the table or above. You know, that's the goal. You got to be realistic. We have a big challenges this year with big teams. So, you know, we're going to fight for in those games. We're going to have to defend well in those games and try to, you know, score goals on the counter in some of those games. But I think there's a lot of games where we can control the game. I think there's a lot of games where we can be in the front foot and try to go at teams and you know, try to take 3 points away. And then definitely at home, we need to get 3 points every time we can. But in terms of personal goals, I just want to start as many games as possible, get in minutes as many as possible. And then, you know, let the rest take care of itself. You know, just try to, same thing when I started in Dallas, just try to get on the field as much as possible and try to help the team in every way I can, you know?
Yeah, bro. I was wondering actually. So obviously, you know, in terms of, we haven't really talked about it. This would normally be the first question I ask you, you know, this, but how do you see like the level compared to just MLS, maybe national team games, stuff like that? How do you see it?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's really high. It's a really good level. We're also getting a bunch of new players that have really good experience in different teams. So they're bringing the level up. They've been, you know, Gianluca getting here is bringing the level up. Other guys that are getting here, bringing the level up. So it's definitely been improving the whole time in preseason. I think we have a really good squad, like compared to like MLS or national team games. You know, I see national team above MLS because it's, you know, the best players in MLS or best players from Europe playing all together. So it's a really high level. And then, being here, that I mean, it's really good. I think the differences is just like compared to here to FC Dallas, the only, you know, two places I've been for a little bit is like the team here just like plays so well together. You know, like maybe there's some individuals that aren't as good as some individuals in Dallas, but they just know how to play for the team and they know different movements and like they're just smarter and they're more like hungry. You know, like in Dallas, yeah. It's pretty. I feel like a lot of, or just in America in general is, you know, soccer's not the main thing. So people get a complacent really quick. And they, you know, they think, you know, they're young and they've made it or whatever, you know, for a lot of different people. But I think here is just like, everybody knows the challenge we have ahead this year in Serie A, and they're hungry to try to fight for this year because it could change their life, you know? So I think, yeah, it's just a lot more desperate.
Is it like as defensive minded as everyone says? Like, is it like defense first, defend first, and then attack? Or is it more, I don't know, not as defensive as everyone says?
I mean, I would say for our team, it's definitely more defensive because we understand what we're going to have to face this year with a lot of teams. So we're trying to get our shape fixed and the different, like how we press, how we defend in a low block. That's like one of our main focuses and how we defend across because, I mean, we're going to have a lot of crosses coming in that we're going to have to defend. And then I mean, honestly, the main two focuses we focus on is in our box and then in the other team's box, how we cross, how we finish chances, because that's going to be crucial for us. You know, I think that's the biggest thing we focus on is just in the box. How do we make plays? How do we make a change in the game? You know, so.
First of all, before we move on, bro, I just want to say I was thinking about it. I'm so glad that we can finally shoot in the morning because before it was 6-hour difference. Bro, now we can knock it out in the morning. We don't have to, I don't have to be up at night. You don't have to wake up early in the morning to shoot, bro. So this is actually such a
Dude, I
blessing,
was
I
gonna,
think.
when you move to Portugal, like when you fall asleep, like at night, at the, I don't know how it is for you, but like once it gets past like 11 or 12 at night, like I'm awake, like I have energy, like I'm awake, and I
Really?
can't go to sleep until like 2 or 3, maybe.
Really?
Yeah,
I
like
didn't
I'll be
feel so much of
tired.
that.
Dude, I'll be so tired at like 9, 10, and I'm like, there's no way I can go to bed at 9, you know? Like I,
Yeah.
especially these past couple of days, I've been doing stuff. I've been busy like with all this stuff getting situated. And then like I'll be like, all right, finally I can go to bed like 11:30. And then I'm just like lay down and I'm just like wide awake.
Actually, I do know what you're talking about. Like, so like I'll be watching TV or something at 9 and I'm like, man, I'm tired. But then I realize I still
Yeah.
have to do some stuff, like maybe my like nighttime routine, just get ready, you know? And then I finish
Yeah.
my nighttime routine, I'm like, I'm not tired anymore, bro.
I'm not tired at all, bro. 'Cause it's like that in the US, it's like the time of like where I would usually like take a nap. If I took a nap, you know, it'd be like 2 to 3 or whatever. I'd take a nap 3 to 4. And like here, that's like the time where I would wake up and I feel like my body's like, oh, you need to be like awake, awake. Like you need to be ready to go. And it's
Yeah.
weird, bro.
No, but plus you've been moving through some time zones, right? 'Cause y'all were in Switzerland, or where were y'all? Y'all were in Holland,
You're
right?
in Holland, yeah.
Y'all were in
It was,
Holland and
it's
then
been, yeah, we've been in the mountains in North Italy and then we went to Holland, but yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of travel, honestly. But it's, I mean, it's just weird sleeping too. Like in the hotel in the mountains, the beds weren't the best, so it was like impossible to sleep. And so I haven't got like my sleep routine yet because we haven't even, I mean, 2 days ago was our first training at our facility. So it's like, you know, that's the first time I've seen where we're going to train every day. So trying to get in like a routine of what every week's going to be like. So hopefully like the routine just helps me like get sleep, get like rested, have a better, you know, lifestyle. So,
bro,
but
I
I don't
get that
know.
1,000%. That the same thing's happening with me. Like, I think some people are trying to like rush us back into doing this, and I think people need to realize that, you know, it actually takes a lot of time. You have to get, like we were talking about, a bank account set up. You have to get your car set up, all this stuff. You have to just being in your own apartment and actually trying to set up your day-to-day routine, because preseason and the real season, it changes. So that's also complicated.
And
So
it's
I think
like,
it's just.
because like we definitely had time to record, but it's like when I try to set up a bank or a car or whatever, like somebody could text me in 5 minutes and I'd have to be like, I have to go, you know? So there's like no time to schedule anything. You're just on the go the whole day.
Exactly. Yeah, and then plus when you factor in a guest, that's just another person's schedule that you have to think about. And a lot of times they're probably not going to be in the same time zone as us. But no, I think it'll be good. Maybe we can get maybe start getting some guys on for like a part two, like Gianluca, Chris, you know, some guys who have made, not necessarily Chris, but like maybe guys who have made a move, talking about Sam just moved to Belgium. So,
Sam Vinesy, big time.
yeah,
Yes,
but nah, bro,
sir.
before we wrap it up, I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit, you know, you actually played for the first team. Me, even just me, it was tough to leave Dallas in terms of just how long I had been there and stuff like that. And I'm sure you know, getting to play for the first team, it was also tough. So how was that like process leaving, and how did that feel? Like, was it sad?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a little bit bittersweet. You know, a lot of those guys that are on the first team I played with in the academy. So I'd known them for a long time. And then having a coach like Lucci, who, you know, I've known since I've been to Dallas before I even went to Dallas. So it was tough leaving them and especially the fans as well. They've only shown me love since I've been there, since the first game to the last one. They've been there supporting us and it was definitely tough to leave such a good support, but you know, everybody was really excited for me. Like the next step, you know, it's what all the guys there at Dallas want to do. They want to go to Europe. You see Thomas Roberts, you see Dante, many more to come. They just want to go to Europe and try to take on the next step. So it was definitely bittersweet and for the fans and the team, you know, definitely since I started this season with them and I'm not able to finish it with them. It's tough because, you know, everything I start, I want to finish and do it with the guys that I love there. So it was definitely tough. And then as well as, you know, my friends, my girlfriend, everything in Dallas, it's been tough just moving and missing people there. I think that's been the hardest part really is missing them. So but you know, everybody's really excited for me, happy for me and all the staff. Well, you know, I keep in touch with them and I've been keeping up with the team. They've been on a hot streak right now. I don't know if you've been watching, but they've been facing the best teams in the West, and they've been pulling out results. So hopefully they keep doing it. You know, I'm on their side. I'm watching as a fan now. So
yeah, bro, it's important. And yeah, bro, I mean, just for everyone watching out there, I mean, I think people need to realize sometimes that, you know, we're just normal humans. I mean, we're footballers all, obviously, but you know, we miss people. It's hard to move from one place to another when you've been for one place so long. Like you said, girlfriend, friends, whatever it may be, it's tough. Family is the most important.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think if you can deal with that and just get over that little hump, I think, you know, once you get into your little routine, the routine I think is so important, because once you set your routine, it's kind of like, all right, let me knock out like this every day. And you're not, you don't have as much time to think about other things like that. You know what I mean? It's just boom, yeah, boom, boom, sure. My life. And then, of course, you have time for family and friends to talk to them, FaceTime, talk to them, whatever. But I think, you know, once you're really in that groove, it's just, that's part of your whole life, really your whole life. So,
yeah, for sure.
But yeah, bro. For sure. Before we wrap it up, you have anything to say to any of Venezia fans about the season, what they can expect from you before we wrap this up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know these guys, all the fans, they've been waiting for Serie A for a long time. So, I mean, we're ready. We're super excited for this year. Even just being here is totally different. Like, everywhere you go, there's somebody always recognizes you. Like in Venice, it's crazy. Like they're all very supportive so far, and they can't wait for the season to start. So Forza Venezia, and we're going to fucking win. We're going to win. We're going to go all the way to the top of Serie A. So that's all I got to say.
Hey, that Italian is looking real nice. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Have they put you to do Italian classes, or they don't really care?
They're going to, because we have like a bunch of guys, like 8 guys that are new, and they're all gonna put us in Italian classes. So and I gotta say something too. Gianluca, my dude, if you're watching this, I was expecting you to have better Italian. My guy knows nothing.
Oh. Bro, I asked Mike because we have the same agent, and I he has an Italian passport, and I was like, so I was like, yeah, so Gianluca speaks Italian, right? He was like, nah, he doesn't speak any. I was like, what?
Speaks none, bro. He goes, because I messaged him like when, you know, it was in talks, whatever. And I was like, yo, you excited to come, whatever, when he was at camp. And I was like, bro, I can't wait to have like an American that knows Italian, like to help me or whatever. And he was like, yeah, mine's a little rusty, whatever. Like, it'll be good though. And then he got here and, you know, they start saying like the easy stuff in Italian, like ciao, whatever. And he's just like, yo, what'd he say? And I'm like, bro, there's no way, bro. There's no way. I was like, bro.
Nah, they gotta put him in they gotta put him in Italian classes too, then.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Thank you guys for watching. Shout out to our sponsors, BT Online, for sponsoring this video. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I promise we're back. I think we're gonna probably do shorter seasons, so that way we have, you know, more time to plan in between each one now with our busy schedules. But stay tuned to us, me and San. Seasons are a go. We're gonna have some good episodes, repeat episodes with some of the same guests, but definitely some new exciting guests, inside, outside of sports, that have a lot to bring to the conversation. Something for everyone, really. If you just want to be successful, just come listen to Chum Chat. So like we always say, like, share, and subscribe, and go find your own success.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.